One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, we've got our special guest here. What's your name?
Ozzy. Jack.
Can we ask you some questions?
Yeah.
What is your favorite place in the whole wide world?
Nicaragua.
Who is your favorite parent?
Daddy. Thank you for letting us come on the pod.
I thought for the rest of the pod, we could just do like a get to know you. What is your most embarrassing story to date? What's the ickiest thing you've ever
Hi.
Hey, it's Sarah and Lo Beeston,
your Fairly Odd Sisters.
Woo! Hey guys, welcome back to the Fairly Odd Sisters.
Welcome back.
We're back again in Utah filming this episode, and we just got home from Hawaii.
Yep.
Sarah came on a solo trip with Jack. Solo from Derek, I should say. Solo from Derek and Sunny. Solo from but with
half
Jack.
Half of our family. Yeah.
And it was so fun to be reunited in Hawaii. We filmed a couple episodes there, and now we're back here at my house. While we were in Hawaii, we celebrated my 30th birthday. It's still, you know, hasn't happened currently. But
she is still 29.
I'm still 29. I'm still young and youthful.
Still in her 20s, everyone. Keep that in mind. She's still in her 20s.
I'm still in my 20s. But yeah, we celebrated in Hawaii so we could be with all of our friends. And it was such a blast.
Well, tell them.
We've got to dive into what went on.
On the last episode, or was it the episode before, I gave Lo half of her birthday present.
Oh, yeah.
We have yet to use it, but we're going to use it.
Yeah.
Probably on our road trips. I see us taking that.
I foresee everywhere. That always with me in my purse.
If you missed that episode, I got her a mini karaoke machine. Like,
which
it's
is my
a
dream.
Tiny microphone and a tiny little mini speaker that she can take around with her.
Yeah.
Which leads us into what her birthday party was all about. Mm-hmm. So tell them what you did.
So we rented a party bus.
This is the way to travel. If you have never been on a party bus,
so fun because we took it to town, which is normally the worst part about like a birthday party or anything. Going to town is usually the drive is the worst part because it's an hour away and it's dark. So there's nothing really to look at and you're just like wanting to be with your friends, but you all kind of have to take your own cars. And so it ends up being the most boring part. So we're like, how can we make going to town fun?
Yeah. And when we say town, she means like, when we're in Hawaii, we're on the opposite side of the
Honolulu.
Island.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where it's very rural and there's not a whole lot going on. So going to town is going to Waikiki.
Yes.
And Honolulu.
It's just like a city, big city on the beach, basically.
Yes.
So to drive to Waikiki, we were like, all right, well, let's rent a freaking party bus and karaoke the entire way and have a dance party and just like be with all of our friends.
It's not fun to drive separately.
No, it's
so
not.
So all of us were in the party bus Tanner had ordered t-shirts that had Lowe's face all over it.
That was literally the best part.
So
the best
all surprise. Of us were wearing t-shirts of Lowe.
I was late getting ready. So I, why didn't I we was wear fashionably them today? Late.
We literally should have worn them.
Literally. They're the best t-shirt
every
ever.
Every day until your birthday, never washing them.
The entire month of April needs to be worn. No, but it was amazing because I had no idea that he made those shirts. And he had like his jacket zipped up and I was like, oh my gosh, I feel so fancy compared to you. Like, I'm like, you look so casual. And we were going to Ruth's Chris, which is like a nice dinner place. And I could tell he was wearing like a t-shirt under, but I didn't know what t-shirt. And I was like, I just feel so.
You told him to change.
I'm like, you look so casual. And I'm like all dressed to the nines. I was wearing like a dress and heels. And he's just kind of like laughing. And I'm like, oh, whatever. So we get to the bus. And when I get on, everyone's on the bus already wearing the shirt with my freaking face plastered all over it. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. It made me laugh so hard. It's like the best surprise. Tanner had them made, I guess, like a couple months ago.
Yes. And yeah. So they were passed out before we got on the party bus. I was also in a dress and heels, but with a t-shirt over the dress. So
all the girls. Dress was short enough. All the girls.
It looked like I was just wearing a low t-shirt dress.
It was really, really fun and really cute. And so that was amazing. And we started off, I get on the bus. And my friend Maddie made like a mashup version of all these songs that are kind of like trigger songs for me that I just sing. They're constantly on repeat in my head, which is just fun.
I feel like we need to get that remix from her just play it. Just right play now it. So you can just get a feel.
Yeah. I feel
Mary,
like also.
Did you know?
baby boy. It's like all these songs that
are so random.
I'm singing throughout the.
Yeah.
My life. Yes. Everyday life.
Yes. And we all jammed. We got on the party bus. We had a big karaoke. Not the mini one. We had a big karaoke machine. So everybody
everyone participated.
Sang a song with Low.
Uh-huh.
Gave her a few lap dances.
Yeah, got lap dances from everyone.
Lost her.
Oh. And then
lost a member of the family on the party bus.
Lost my half of my toenail during lap dance portion.
Poor Connor.
Because everyone like was forcing everyone to do it. And only the girls and Tanner sat on my lap actually. Mm-hmm. And then the other three boys were just getting peer pressured to go and at least like dance for me. Not like actually.
Not give Low an actual. But we're not a like freaky a little, friend group. It
do
was
like
normal.
A little jig. And Connor or Cole came up first and just like did one move. And I was like, yeah. And then Connor came up and he went to shake his bum just like really fast. And he like went to step away and he fell and stomped on my toe. And it hurt so bad, but I was like, hold it in. I was just not even going to say anything because I didn't want to make him feel like embarrassed. But then I look down and I see like blood gushing out of my toe. Mm-hmm. And I was like, crap, I have to say something because
there's blood on the floor and half blood
my
on my white
is
shoes.
Literally sitting on the bus.
That was it's kind of funny now because her toenail's healing.
Yeah.
No, it's really funny now, but half of her toenail was just sitting on the ground and she was so high energy and then just kind of silent.
I was just like,
everyone wondering what's going on. Her toe, half of her toenail on the ground. Connor felt so bad.
He felt so bad.
He was just doing his best to not make an awkward lap dance. He really just was trying to be a good
friend.
He was
trying to shake his tail feather and then get out of there. And
just stop.
He just curb stomped my toe. And it was so painful. I'm not going to lie. But it's like, that's my humor right there in a nutshell.
And that's why I was like, do I laugh right now?
Yes, you laugh. It's the worst when people just take it a little too seriously. Because then I'm like, oh, don't.
Yeah.
I didn't want to ruin the vibes. That's why
I was the only one laughing for a solid 15 minutes.
Well, what I didn't want to happen was to ruin the high vibes that we had going.
Yes.
And we were almost to the restaurant. We were like 2 minutes from the restaurant. So I knew like weird.
Everyone rushing to Los Angeles. Can we get you a band-aid?
Oh my gosh. And I'm like, oh man, this is so embarrassing.
I lost my toe on my birthday.
I lost my toe on my freaking party bus.
That's when you know you went hard on the party bus.
And I was like, well, there's no way I'm not going to wear my heels. So after I did get a little blood on my heel.
It's a good story.
It is a good story. It's so freaking funny. I think we have like some video clips. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But
you want to know what's funny about not.
Here's
not
my toenail for those want to see.
Yeah, it's a eek.
Ew. I've never lost a toenail before.
I know. I haven't either. I hope that doesn't
It's only
happen.
Half a toenail.
Only
I
half.
Think it'll grow back.
At least it wasn't like at the very. What is that called? Cuticle?
Yeah.
And it didn't rip the whole thing off.
It was so weird that it was bleeding. I didn't expect it.
Yeah. When we got home, I felt a little sharp, stingy on my foot. I had blood all over my foot. Did I tell you that? I got a big slice. I think it was someone's toenail.
What?
I'm assuming.
My toenail on the ground.
Our friend Brian, I was like, oh, I have blood all over me. He's like, what happened? And that's a good gash. Someone's toenail.
No,
I
didn't way. Know. It was so hard to keep your balance.
Yeah, in everyone's defense, we're all just flopping around because it's like a windy road in Hawaii that's pretty bumpy.
Yeah.
So Connor, it's not his fault. It just was unlucky that it was
him. It was unlucky that it was him. Feel bad that he feels so bad.
But now you have that memory to
bond. It's a funny memory.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was successful. We had dinner and then went back on the party bus and partied all the way home. And it was so freaking fun.
And then did cake after.
Yep. So anyway, that's a little birthday recap.
Yes.
And now we have some very special guests that we're having on the podcast today. My favorite people in the entire world.
Yeah.
And
Our husbands.
Minus our husbands.
Actually, maybe.
Well, they're up there with right next to it.
They're up there.
We wanted to give them a really big special intro because they're just the best. Mm-hmm. So here it goes. I guess we have to go get the boys to bring them in.
Let me make a call really quick while Lo keeps her intro going. This really big intro.
Anyway, let's bring them in.
Anyway, let's get them in
here. Let's get into it. Okay, we've got our special guest here. Who are we here with? What's your name?
Ozzy.
What's your name?
Jack.
No way. You guys are favorite guests we've ever had on the podcast so far.
Yes, you are.
Can we ask you some questions?
Yeah.
What do you think that love means?
That you love other people and that you love them.
Oh my gosh, that's a good answer.
That is a great answer.
Jack, what do you think love means?
That I love other people.
I love that.
That's a great answer. Can I ask you a question? What is your favorite place in the whole wide world?
Nicaragua.
Ever been there?
Have you? Or do we sing about it all the time?
We sing about it all the time.
That's so true. Ozzy, what's your favorite place in the whole world?
Antarctica.
Antarctica?
We've got
How do you know about Antarctica?
Well-traveled children here.
How do you know about that place? Talk into the microphone.
From preschool.
What's in Antarctica?
I don't know.
Oh, you just like it? Okay.
Sure. All right. That's amazing.
Who do you want to marry?
Knox.
Knox?
Knox!
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. Jack, do you know who you want to marry?
Ozzy.
Ozzy! Oh, that's so sweet.
That is so sweet.
That's really nice.
Do you know who I married?
Who?
Do you know who I married?
No.
Oh. Do you know who Lolo married?
No.
Do you know what married means?
What?
It means like you live together and you love each other. It's like your mommy and daddy got married.
So who am I married to?
Your mom.
My mom. he's whipping out the your mom jokes.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, I married Daddy, or you know him as Derek.
So Derek and or your daddy and mommy are married.
Whoa.
Do you know who I married?
Tanner.
Yep.
There you go.
That's true.
Okay. What? Let's do an easy one to break the ice. Yeah, Jack, what is your favorite color?
Green and red.
Oh, yeah.
Aww,
Christmas happens to be his favorite holiday.
That's really nice. What's your favorite color, Oz?
Pink and purple.
Oh, yeah.
And red and blue.
You like them all?
Mm.
But mostly, what's your favorite color?
You know, you guys are doing really good on this podcast. Do you like answering questions?
Yeah.
Okay, should we keep going? Yeah. Okay, Lola's got one.
Okay. Who makes you...
this chomping?
You
want what?
You want to chomp it? Yeah. Go ahead and give it a chomp.
You can give it a good old chomp. But
Give it a good old chomp chomp.
Okay, and then Lolo will ask another question. Does that sound
chomp
good?
It out.
Okay.
Nice. Okay, you ready for this question? Who makes you laugh the most?
Jack.
Jack? Oh my gosh, you must be funny, Jack. Funny? Who makes you laugh the most?
Who makes you laugh the most?
That's really good.
You. That's awesome.
That means that you guys are good friends, huh?
Okay, I got one for you guys. Jack, do you like Utah or Hawaii better?
Hawaii.
Which one do you like better?
Utah and Hawaii and Provo.
And Provo. I love the and Provo.
Do you like them both the same?
No, all of them.
All of them? Oh, wow.
You guys have three of them.
The three of them.
You like all of them too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good. I think you can like all of them.
That's a great answer.
Antarctica.
I've never heard that in my life. Okay. Okay, let's see. If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Being silly.
Being what?
Silly.
Silly? Wait, what are you saying?
Silly.
Being silly? That's your superpower?
That's a good one.
You already are silly. You have that superpower already.
You are
silly.
You are. If you could, that would be my child. My other child that's jealous of the other child.
Yeah, she's like, why am I not in there?
Come in. Jack, if you could have any superpower, like flying or being...
Flying.
Invisible or being super fast. What?
Super fast.
I knew you'd say that. You'd be like Dash.
You'd be super fast.
That would be your superpower.
I want to fly.
You want to fly?
If you had $100 of money.
Oh, that's a lot.
What would you buy?
Yeah.
You'd buy me?
Yeah. I'm for free, baby.
Mom. You get all that for free.
You get that for $3.99.
Aussie, yeah, that's really nice, Jack.
Would you buy anything else?
A guy.
A car.
A car. That's just like your paw.
That's really
you
smart.
You sound like Derek, your daddy.
Does daddy like cars?
Yeah.
I'll remember to put it to your mouth.
Aussie, if you had $100, what would you do with it?
A pet Nora.
You would get a pet Nora? What kind of animal is that?
A rainbow tail fox.
Well, that would be really cool.
Those are both awesome. Jack, what kind of car would you get?
A Tesla Model S.
Can you say it in the microphone?
Yeah.
What did you get?
A Tesla Model X Plaid.
A Tesla Model X Plaid.
Oh my goodness. What color would you get?
Black.
What? You already know exactly the color or the car that you want? That's crazy.
All right, Elon, let's make this happen.
Elon Musk, come on.
Come on. Let's get him a Tesla.
That's funny.
Just kidding.
Okay. If you could open up a store, what would you sell? What would you have inside the store?
Toys.
Like what kind of toys?
Kids' toys.
Oh, yeah.
And podcast stuff.
That's actually good. We'd
That's
shop
amazing.
There.
We would shop
Me and
there.
Sarah
we
would get toys be there. We'd get
for
toys.
You and podcast stuff for us.
That's
it's
smart.
Perfect.
That's actually a really good idea for the next store.
Good job, Oz.
Okay. What if Ozzy closed
the store down?
Yeah.
Oh, people would be sad, if she closed the store. Okay, well, what would you sell in your store, Jack?
Podcast stuff.
That's a really
what
good
else
answer.
What else would you sell?
Kids toys.
And
kids toys. Yeah, that would be fun. What else?
Cars.
Yeah. You'd be a good car salesman.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know all the models.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the Cybertruck model.
You know the Cybertruck model too? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That about sums it up, doesn't it? Oh, okay. Who is your favorite parent?
Oh.
You.
Me?
me.
Aww.
I won't tell daddy. I promise I won't tell daddy.
Ozzy, who's your favorite, mommy or daddy?
I want to get a daddy, chompy. Daddy. I want a chompy. A chompy.
And you.
And you.
I'm sad.
And chompy. You.
Oh, good.
Both of you.
I need.
That's,
I actually
a, that's
need
a great
that.
Answer,
thanks.
Ozzy.
Thanks. I actually great. Know that you are a daddy's girl, huh?
That is a. You know what? I have been told once or twice I'm a daddy's girl too, so it's okay.
It's okay. Is it? Is it? It's okay, right?
It's okay. The tear.
A single tear drops down.
Daddy.
It's okay,
Austin.
You want daddy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Are you? Do you guys have any questions you want to ask us?
What's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal is a panda bear. Let's ask Sarah.
Daddy. What's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal is a horse.
Do you have any other questions for us?
No.
Are you all done?
Yeah. Koala.
Yours? Oh, what's your favorite animal?
Koala.
That, oh. Wait, did you get to see one of those? Oh my gosh. That's pretty cool.
Jack, what's your favorite animal?
A lion.
Oh, yeah. Roar. That's pretty cool.
Do you have a question? Any question in the world for me and Lolo?
No.
No.
Okay. I'm up.
Well, thanks for coming on our podcast. Do you want to say bye to everyone?
Awesome. Can you say
bye?
Bye.
Say thanks for letting us come on the pod.
Thanks for letting us come on the pod.
Thank you for letting us come on the pod.
Okay, do you guys want to go to the park now while we finish up?
Yeah!
You guys?
Well, that was a treat.
That was such a treat. I did not know how it was going to go because you just don't know.
You just don't know. Yeah.
They actually did pretty good.
They're just a 3 and a 5-year-old.
3 and a 5-year-old.
What killed me most is that every time Ozzy said an answer, Jack would just repeat if he was second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like that's so like that's kid good, stuff. Yes. Like they just always say whatever
like, that's
they
that's a good answer. Yeah. That must be.
Yeah, that's right. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that was fun to have them on. Answer a few questions. We'll throw them in every now and again.
Well, they just have been wanting to do it ever since they've seen the setup. They're like, I want to try that.
Yeah. The first day we were setting up in my house, Jack grabbed the microphone and was like, can I talk into this?
Yeah.
And I said, one day, maybe we can have you and Ozzy on the pod.
Yeah. So that was fun to have them on for a few minutes.
I think I was more nervous than them, just not knowing.
I know. My armpits are sweaty.
Yeah.
Might because it's hot in here or might because I was nervous.
Yeah. Both.
Okay, well, that was fun. I thought, like, for the rest of the pod, we could just do, like, a get-to-know-you because I thought some of these questions were fun.
Yes.
For the kids and also just us. So...
Yeah.
Do we want to ask some questions back and forth and they can get to know us a little better?
Yes.
With some random questions?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll go ahead and start.
Why am I scared? We just sat here in silence and just were like just typing.
Coming up with questions.
So I don't know what she's going to ask me.
Yeah. Okay. Describe a perfect day for you. The most perfect day that you could decide.
It's not too hot.
Not too cold.
All you need is a light jacket. Just my go-to answer for everything. My perfect day would be me waking up, sleeping just like a little bit.
What's
not
sleeping
too
in?
Much.
What
8:30.
Okay.
Just sleeping in for me because my kids are early risers. So 8:30, perfect time. I eat a massive breakfast.
What's
preferably
on the menu?
Preferably with a view.
Yeah.
Somewhere looking at the ocean.
Okay.
Eating breakfast. The menu has something of everything.
Okay. A little smorgy.
A smorgasbord of breakfast. We have cinnamon rolls. We
crepes.
Got crepes. We got
eggs.
Salty eggs, potatoes, the whole
spread. Sausage.
I love breakfast. So has everything.
Okay. Everything you could ever want.
Buffet. Kay. You can eat it. Then I would go play some pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to play in a tournament. I think that'd be super fun.
You really should. I wish I was good enough to play with you by your side.
You are.
I'm
going to
train so that I can. Yes. Anyway, keep going with your perfect
day. I'm going to train hard.
I'm going to train hard and long.
Then I'd go play in a pickleball tournament. Hopefully I'd win on my perfect day.
Yes.
And then I think it'd be really fun to go. I guess my perfect day involves Hawaii because this is all ocean, nice weather related. Uh-huh. Maybe go surf with. I'd like to surf with the husbands and the wives, like everybody together. Yes. It's always so fun. I love having the kids there, but just to go and be able to not worry about them on the beach and just be able to go and surf. Mm-hmm. So do that, go grab some food somewhere. And then I'm trying to think what else
you would fit
games.
Into the,
I think games like later night. We just do games, just games on games. We have all the time in the world to just play games. We watch a movie. We snuggle. I end the night with a bubble bath. I get to read my book in the bath.
Fourth wing, of course.
Fourth wing, because we're obsessed with that. We didn't talk about that.
I know.
And then, I would definitely like snuggle with my kids before they go to bed. Yeah. The kids are in there. The kids are in the perfect day. I'm sorry.
The kids are definitely there. The kids like, are at some in point.
The day. They would be there for the rest of the day until they go to bed. Yes, and then we keep doing the games and stuff.
Yes.
I love my children.
The kids are there.
The kids are there.
Okay. I love it. That's a great day.
What is your most embarrassing story to date?
Oh my gosh. That's a good question.
There's too many.
I feel like this is a good embarrassing story, but I'm also like, there's probably something I'm not remembering.
Well, just give us one.
That's better.
Just give us one.
So one time I was having a sleepover at my cousin's house. And first, I think we were in maybe 8th or 9th grade. So, you know, we're getting older.
Getting older.
Probably like 8th grade, I think. And, we wake up in the morning and we had just figured out this thing where you, I don't know if anybody else did this. Tell me if you've done this before, but where we would stick our knees into our pajama pants first instead of our feet so that we would be half of our height and our butts would look really big because our feet would be like at our butts. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
So you're like trapped into your pajama pants, knees first.
Think I'm getting a visual.
And your feet are, you know, I'm trying to describe this for people, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Kind of.
Yes. So you just take the pajama pant, you put your knee in first, like this.
And they have to be stretchy, like right?
This.
They have to be stretchy. Yeah. Yes, okay.
And so then your feet, you know, are like this.
I don't even know if my knees can do that at this point, but yeah, you're in 8th grade. Okay.
Yeah. So that's what we do. And yes, you want your pajama pants to be stretchy. Unfortunately, I used some pajama pants that weren't quite as stretchy as they needed to be, but I still shoved them on. I got them on first thing right when I woke up. As you know, when you wake up, you typically need to go to the bathroom. You need to go pee.
Yes.
And I hadn't gone yet. And so me and my cousin are like wobbling around. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh crap, I gotta go pee. I'm stuck inside my pajama pants because they weren't that stretchy. Down the stairs, we go into the bathroom. I'm like climbing all around the toilet. I'm like, I'm telling my cousin, I cannot get out of my pajama pants. She's trying to rip them off of me. I like fully can't get out. At the same time, I'm having a terrible laugh attack because it's just so funny to me that I can't get out. Gosh. And I'm also, when I laugh, I get really weak. So I like couldn't move and I was stuck and I ended up peeing my pants all over the bathroom floor at my cousin's house.
Oof.
And we had to tell the parents. The parents were like, what the heck?
You're
and
in I eighth was just grade.
So embarrassed. Had to clean it up. Pretty embarrassing.
Pretty embarrassing. Pretty embarrassing. You had to borrow some underwear, probably.
Had to, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like a lot of girls do have the
peeing pants stories.
We've all been through that.
It's embarrassing, man.
At least I have. Maybe we're just weird.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is embarrassing.
It was very embarrassing. Yeah. So anyway.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Just never put your knees in pajama pants like that.
Just trust me. If you do it, you need to do it in like Skims pajama pants so that they're stretchy as H and you can get out whenever you want.
Stretchy as H.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. Let me see here. Okay. What holiday is the best and why?
What holiday?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, I love 4th of July.
You do love 4th of July.
I love 4th of July. Because
why is it the best?
It's warm outside. Mm-hmm. I love the food aspect of it, of the barbecue food and the smorgasbord of all the random.
This is a hot take because most people don't say 4th of July. I feel like.
Really? This is, most people say Christmas.
Christmas or Thanksgiving or...
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. Like, I love being thankful, but why Thanksgiving?
I don't know. Like, the food?
Is it just the food?
Gathering
like,
around?
You could make turkey any other time of the year.
That's so true. But I feel like most people think of it as, like, you get together with the fam.
Yeah. And I love... But you get together with the fam on all the other holidays.
Definitely Christmas is better than really Thanksgiving. It's
never really made sense to me.
That's true.
But anyway, I just think fireworks are so fun and just... The summer vibes of being outside and listening to music and then you go do fireworks and you do swimming and a barbecue and just, it's a good summer vibe.
I'm just now thinking about how Jack can't
listen. Oh yeah, except for, you know what's funny? She's laughing because 4th of July has always been my favorite holiday. Oh, and my child cannot bear fireworks. Mm-mm. Not even the sight of them on the TV.
Yeah.
Like, the fireworks on the Disney castle are too much for him. Now he's gotten over that because he can watch them on the TV now.
Oh, but like on the TV he's gotten
on
over.
The TV. Okay. Yeah, he used to be scared of them on the TV. So every 4th of July, Jack has to be asleep.
Someone has to be watching.
I have to run away and then we do fireworks because we've done the noise cancel headphones. We've done everything.
He does not like it.
Tanner and Lauren's kids sit there. Look at them. You've seen the video of Stella. I know you have. They just sit and they are in awe and they don't flinch. And Jack is full on screaming his head off, running. Like, just wants to get out of there. It's traumatizing every year so on 4th of July.
You're like, maybe this year. Maybe this year he'll love my favorite holiday.
Still my favorite holiday, but... That is one that
that's
Jack
a great
can't
holiday. It is a fun one.
Yeah, poor Jack. Yeah. Even if we hear pops in the distance, he goes, I want to go inside. I'm sure there are other parents out there that
you
can
know,
relate.
Like,
he's a cat or a dog.
Yeah,
very
like
over.
Dogs have to, like, dogs always get so scared and they, like, hide and, like.
I fully had him in my AirPod Maxes last year.
Just.
And farther away from the fireworks, and it did not work. So.
Even in the car.
We took him to the car. We rolled up the windows. He couldn't do it.
Yeah. But he'll get over that someday.
Well, I still love 4th of July.
I still love 4th of July. That's a great holiday.
It is.
Well.
Okay. If you magically won the lottery, what would your today look like in 5 years?
My today?
Yeah.
Like just my everyday?
Uh-huh.
Oh, if I won the lottery, how much money is the lottery?
More than you know what
like
to do with.
Like billion?
Just more than you probably know what to do with.
Oh, this is overwhelming. Okay, my day-to-day would look like.
I just stressed her right out.
When I have too many options, I shut down.
Her brain just went into 30 different directions. Okay, I can skip that one.
No, I can do this. I don't know what if this is an ADHD thing or something, but questions like this really do. Like, I'm like, ooh. What do I do? Why does it stress me out? Okay. I can do this.
Focus. You can do this.
Just a simple question.
Just a simple
not
day.
Not going to happen necessarily.
Simple day with $1 billion.
Okay. Simple day. Okay.
There are tears falling in Lauren's eyes.
I'm getting nervous. I feel like whatever I say, I'm going to get roasted for too. Okay.
Everyone be kind.
What I would do is own an island. Yeah. I would... own an island and I would put houses on the island, all of my best friends and family. Mm-hmm. Everyone would live on the island.
Yes.
We would have everything we need on the island. We'd have a Costco and a Target.
I don't know if you could do that.
I think you can with $1 billion.
You fully run. You have enough workers run the Costco just for
your shopping center. We'd have everything we need. We'd have boats.
Can't live on the island without a Costco.
And then we would, you know, every day surf. We'd play with the, you know, the kids would play around wherever they want. They'd run around the island. Nothing can harm you on the island. No sharks.
You. You having money cannot change the fact that sharks can eat you.
I'd buy a certain device that would warn off the sharks.
No animals.
None.
I'd kill all the animals with my lottery money. All right, we're moving on.
They're done.
We're moving on.
Anyway, was that a good answer?
No.
I hate that question.
I think we get the idea.
Okay. Oh. Mm-mm-mm. Okay.
I'll never ask you that again.
Thank you. Thank you, I beg of you. Don't give me too many options. That's Tanner. He asked me where I want to eat. And I'm like, give me three options and I'll choose from those. I can't do the like, everything is a possibility.
That really got me.
Shuts me down. Okay.
No poisonous bugs.
Nothing.
Pest
no,
control.
No warhogs. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Speaking of islands, if you were stranded on a deserted island, man. So not my island.
Not your island.
Not
with
my
no,
amazing island
with no sharks.
What three things would you want to have with you?
You're,
no people
you're
included.
You're saying that your question was stressful. I only get three things.
At least you only have to choose three.
And they can't be people.
They can't be people.
Oh, man. I would do a flint.
A flint?
A flint.
To make a fire?
Yes.
Okay.
Flint fire starter
yes.
kit.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing on the island. Like, no.
No.
It's just the island.
Deserted island.
Just the island.
Yeah.
No one's been there before.
Nobody's been there.
A toolkit?
Perfect. To make your own screws?
The toolkit has screws. The toolkit has an axe. It has
axe,
a machete.
Saw, machete.
It has a shovel.
A hammer.
A magical okay. toolkit.
Magical toolkit.
A dog. You said no people, but I can have a dog.
You bring
right?
a dog, a flint, and a toolkit.
Yeah.
All right.
My sunscreen would run out.
Yeah.
So
you'd have to figure out how to shield yourself otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do.
Yep.
A dog, a toolkit, because I think I'd get really, really lonely and I'd want a dog.
Thought you were going to say, like, boat.
You can bring a boat?
I thought you would have to make
the boat.
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, a boat to get off the island. You're not going to bring a boat?
I would bring a boat. I would bring Spy Kids gear. Like, all...
Spy Kids is not real.
It's real to me. I would bring a microwave from Spy Kids, and I would put
where are you gonna plug
the
it
food in.
Where are you going to plug the microphone in?
Bring
the
an outlet.
The microwave. You don't bring outlets.
Spy Kids microwave doesn't need a outlet.
I know. If I could pick one person to not be on a deserted island with, it's Flo.
No!
Because she'd go, I brought my microwave.
Don't
what?
Worry, I brought my microwave.
Don't worry,
we're
I brought it.
We're going to be fine.
Doesn't know where to plug in the microwave.
Oh, that
would
be
a solar
good.
Power microwave. Anyway. That's actually good. Solar power.
Yeah,
that's solar a power. Good answer.
Thank you.
I might take you now.
Boat. Kit, Spy Kids
okay,
stuff.
I didn't know we
solar
could bring
power.
A full boat. I obviously would have said a full boat.
You got flint, toolkit, and a dog.
The toolkit to make the boat, because I didn't think you could just have a boat.
Okay, that was my question.
Okay. Wow, these are really,
yeah, they're
on us for a loop. Okay, if you didn't know your age, how old do you think you'd be?
Me?
Yeah.
If I saw myself?
Yeah, if you didn't know.
21.
We can't do this. We can't even get through one simple question. Duh, 21 forever, baby.
I have so many tears.
Oh, that's easy. I'm a young 21.
Maybe.
I'm not
maybe
30.
20.
A ripe age of 18. I'm not turning
I'm so
30,
okay? Gosh.
Happy birthday
no.
to you.
I have way too many tears right now.
All right. Your
okay.
turn. That's great. I'm so happy for you.
for you. Look so freaking young. I can't even believe it. Okay.
At least this episode, I'm crying from happy tears instead of crying. I promise you guys we're going to get through this.
Whew.
Together. Okay.
What's the ickiest thing you've ever...
eaten?
Oh.
That's food? Oh. That's yeah. food?
It could be anything. Anything that you've ingested.
I ate this oyster thing that was really chewy and really yeah. gross. And, like, it actually made me... I've never really gagged eating something, but it, like, stuck to the inside of the shell.
Yeah.
And, like, I had to rip it out, but, like, I couldn't actually chew it. And mm-hmm. for some reason, it was just...
That'll get you.
And it was when I was pregnant. So I... That
made you yucky.
That really stuck with me.
Yeah, I didn't like octopus.
Oh, I don't think I've ever eaten octopus.
Too chewy.
I have phlegm from laughing.
I think I've had octopus. Might be making that up. Might have been a dream.
One time my siblings forced me to drink a tablespoon of vanilla. That made me gag and spit.
Isn't it so weird that you like smell it and you're just like, that's mm-hmm. going to be the best
exactly.
thing I've ever had?
And I was little. I was the youngest and that's what I thought. And
oh, yeah, that's yeah. yuck.
What about
pretty
you?
Icky.
What's the pretty icky? What's the ickiest thing you've ever eaten?
What's the thing that they serve at like that place that has like the green light and red light? Green Don't they light, serve something light. Yucky there?
Green light, red light.
They have like a green light and they Tecanos.
Oh, Tecanos.
Mm-hmm. What do like they serve there? That's like
pig
weird?
Heart or
yeah, like some type
some
of heart.
Weird.
I tried that and it was super
Have
yucky.
Have you ever eaten chicken feet?
Mostly just because I knew what it was, not because it was like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like the taste?
No, I didn't like it. Oh.
Yeah. It I'm not yuck. Very adventurous with my food, I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't like chew. It's a texture thing for me. I don't love chewy textures.
I don't like gamey meat.
Gamey. Yeah. That's what... I'm surprised little... you like shrimp because that is that to me. Like it's
shrimp
like...
Shrimp is gamey to you?
Yeah, it's like chewy. And...
I do love shrimp.
Do you... Work to live or live to work?
I work to live, baby.
I work so I can live my dang life.
Yeah.
And live it well.
And live it large.
That's awesome.
No, I think so. I hope so.
Yeah.
That's what I think I do.
Yeah. So you don't love, I think it's like, do you love your work?
I love what I do for work, definitely. But I definitely am doing everything that I do to have like the life
support.
That we want
yeah.
to live. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like
totally.
Go travel I would have said the same and then thing. Like, but I am grateful for both. Like I mm-hmm. love both.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think that you're good at?
Oh, I hate these kinds of questions. You know, you did that on purpose. Is this from a hobby standpoint?
This is like anything. Yeah. It could be a hobby. You're embarrassed to say?
Yeah. Mm. These questions, Lauren knows that these questions really get me. Like, really. Like, this is my nightmare.
I know, but
me asking her about the island, or what did I ask you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Oh, if she won the lot. This is
yeah,
my stress.
This is your stress?
I am good at... I feel like I'm good at...
You're good at
first
a lot of
impressions.
Things.
Oh, yeah. I feel like usually I can make a pretty good,
yeah,
normal
really
first impression. I don't get really intimidated meeting people.
Yeah, you are really
so
good at that.
So maybe.
Like making a good first impression?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would
Not
say
that I'm
that.
Putting on a face or a show. It's just mm-hmm. like easy for me to talk to somebody.
To be like normal.
Sometimes
I,
be normal.
I question myself and I think, am I being normal right now?
Yeah.
And I think that I'm not.
Yeah. I have moments like that too. But overall, I never got stressed if I was going over to one of my friends' houses, meeting their mm-hmm. parents or
yeah.
family, it didn't stress me out
yeah.
a whole lot.
That's good. That's a really good thing. Okay, yeah. Hobby standpoint, what are you good at? You know it in your head, just say it.
I'm good at anything with a ball and a racket. There you go. I'm good with
yep.
that. I have good hand-eye coordination.
Yes, you
I
do.
Will say.
Really good.
I can shoot hoops.
She can shoot a lot of hoops.
I can shoot hoops. Hand eye, baby. Not so much with my feet. I can't dance worth crap, but I can.
But you can do balls.
I can do balls. Oh, I'm sweating. That one made me sweat. Okay. Would you rather lose all your memories or never be able to make new ones?
Oh my gosh. That's terrible. Ugh. I'd rather lose all my memories or never be able to make new ones. Like I just forget every day from now on.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. That's a horrible question.
That's like Forgetful Lucy. That's
a horrible
question.
That's
50 First Dates. She only remembers up until the point and then she forgets every day.
I think you would know, like, I think it's more talking about, like, good memory, like, memories that would normally stick with you. Like, I think you'd know that you were married to Tanner, and, like, I guess you wouldn't have that memory, though.
I wouldn't have it.
I don't know, then.
They would have to tell me.
Yeah.
I feel like I would just keep my memories that I have, and then hope that everyone can just make me that video that Adam Sandler did, you know, like in 50 First Dates, where he does like a reel of like, look, you've had more kids. Look, you've, you know, like every day I wake up, I'm just reminded. That is sad.
That's sad.
I don't like that thought.
I know.
But that's what I would choose, I think. But,
yeah.
I don't know. What would you do?
Yeah. I don't think I can't forget what I know. But then it'd be really sad not to make new ones.
I know.
We haven't had all our kids yet.
I know. Well, maybe.
Well, maybe. As my stomach growls.
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
Liar. Okay. Well, I did not like that question.
Sorry.
Okay. What do you want to be when you grow up?
When I grow up, well, I kind of am grown up.
Yeah. Well, no. We're still young. I'm still 21. What are you talking about?
I'm still 21, baby. I think
when you grow up, if you could be anything in the world, what would you be?
I think it'd be really cool to be like a business owner, like a really cool CEO of something.
Yeah.
You know,
that would
something
be
that I created.
Like just a bad bih.
Yeah.
Mean, a boss bih.
Yeah.
Boss a bih.
Yeah. Yes.
Wait. Or what's the term?
Yeah. I think you're right.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, something like that. But I'd also want to be a grandma, like a really fun grandma. If I could be. Okay. Yeah. That's where I'm going with this. That's where I'm going with this. I want to be a hot grandma.
Okay.
And be fun and not the kind that thinks that they're really old.
Yeah.
I don't want to mentally get old.
No, you can't.
So when I grow up, I want to be a fun old person.
I love
that's what I want to be when I grow up.
Perfect.
Just a fun,
just
happy,
a fun, good vibe
person that's done my dues and
having fun.
Worked and having fun.
I love that.
Own a couple businesses. Yeah,
I love that.
Hopefully, we're traveling together.
Yep, till the ends.
Till the ends, baby. Into the retirement home on the island.
Love that answer. On my beautiful island,
beautiful island with Costco and Walmart. Don't you forget
Target.
And Target. Okay. Have you ever been genuinely mad at me?
I actually don't think so. Let me think. I actually don't think so. I'm trying to think of any scenarios. I think whenever there's like, you know, anything, we always just kind of talk about it.
Yeah.
And I've never been like
and
mad.
I think with us, we spend so much time together that I'm sure like we bug each other sometimes,
yeah,
but it's like a
relationship.
Yeah. Just like a, but then the next time we see each other, we're like, meh.
Yeah.
But it's actually cool to say like we've genuinely, cause I couldn't
say the
same.
I've never been like mad at you.
Yeah. Where we like don't talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just curious. Cause I'm like, what if she's been mad at me and I just
never knew.
Known.
I'm just like burn book,
burn book. She is a fugly slut. Do not trust
red
her.
Hair. Red hair sucks.
Just kidding. Okay, that's good to know. Good to know.
No, I've never. Okay, let me think.
Should have just made up something. People want the tea.
I know. Let's see.
Just kidding.
I was just trying to make up something that you did, but... She's actually done really mean things to me. Okay. If you could only eat one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, man. Ruth's Chris, baby.
Yeah, honestly.
Steak, mac and cheese, vegetable.
Yep.
Green beans, preferably.
So good.
Just that. I could eat it every day.
Eat steak every day.
We'd have some issues, I think, if we ate that steak every day.
Yeah, it'd be so buttery.
So buttery. So buttery.
Buttery rounds.
What would you eat every day?
Yeah.
Steak.
I want to say, like, Greek food.
You love Greek food.
I love it because it's so fresh. Like, everything's just like, I think I wouldn't get sick
of it.
And
you'd be healthy. Like,
you'd be healthy.
You'd be a healthy person. I'm like serious. A pita. Greek food is, like, very fresh.
Yeah, just, like, tomatoes, cucumbers,
pitas,
tzatziki.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You would live a healthier life for sure. That's awesome. Okay. Do you believe in love at first sight? And do you know anyone
that's been in love at first sight?
Yes.
I feel like, do I believe in love at first sight? I think I believe in, like, lust at first sight.
Okay.
Like, wanting, like, I think I had that with Tanner.
Yeah.
Like, when I saw him, I was like, whoa,
yeah,
so hot.
Yeah.
And, like, want to be around him.
It's true,
because,
like, really, how could you have love?
I don't think you can love at first sight.
Yeah, you've never met them.
At just sight alone?
Yeah.
This leads me into another kind of hot take. Okay. I don't know if this is a hot take. I think a lot of people think this way. But soulmate. I don't think there's such thing as a soulmate.
I don't either.
I think that you... This is why I don't think I believe in love at first sight. I think you choose who you love. And it's more of, like, a choice than anything. Like, you obviously, there's compatibility, there's things that go into it, there's attraction, there's all this stuff. But at the end of the day, you have to, like, continue to choose to love the person that you love. And I don't think that I believe in, like, a soulmate. I think people can make it work with
multiple people.
I think so.
Oh, I'm 100%.
Are you behind me on that?
I'm 100% behind you on that. And it's funny because Derek and I have had such strong different views about this, because he had more of the soulmate. You're my one. I would never get remarried. You know, we've had these conversations. And over time, his view of that has changed. But I do think there are lots of people out there that you could love, be in love with, and have a happy life with.
I think
it
there
truly
are people
is just work.
That you're, like, more compatible with than others.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's who you, like, whatever. But I think that it definitely...
There's not one person. There's not one
person. Which is so stressful because people are just constantly looking.
That's
like
true.
When you're dating, you're just, like, looking for a better something.
Well, even
like
when
something
you're married,
better.
People are looking for
exactly
something else. And
that's true.
That's sad.
Anyway, to take a turn.
Take it so deep.
Take it so deep. Sorry about
that. No, I like that. We should do a whole episode on
love.
And, like,
that would be fun.
The stars.
The stars aligning. Oh, we all did our... Have you taken... Oh, my gosh.
Matches.
Guess what?
What?
I took the color test finally.
You did? What color are you?
I'm mostly yellow. And then it didn't tell me the other colors because I had to pay to find out.
Oh.
But I'm, like, on the chart, I had, like...
Okay, well, what percentage of
it just showed, like, a chart, and I'm just mostly yellow. Like a Pac-Man.
Oh,
of yellow.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I think I could be red mixed with one other color, like something else. I don't know.
Yeah. Mine was fully yellow and blue.
Okay, yeah. I think I could be
actually,
yellow.
No, I had red. I had a small sliver of red, yellow and blue.
Yeah.
The other ones I didn't have.
Yeah. And then
yellows
I
are
also
fun,
took,
outgoing, don't take stuff too seriously.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And then I took the numbers test. Do you remember how people guessed that I'm like a 3?
Oh my gosh, yes.
I was a 3.
Oh my gosh.
But I don't know if I answered them right.
Well, if people thought you were and then you got that,
I know.
You probably
are. It's hard to answer them about yourself because you're like, am
that
I
was our
answering
homework.
Truthfully?
We were supposed to do that and bring it back. We stink. We need to, I need to do that. You did it.
I did it.
That's awesome. Okay. I do think you can learn a lot about people by those tests.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing for relationships, I think the love language is key. Mm-hmm. If you haven't read that book, if you don't know what it is and you're in a relationship, go learn what your person's love language is.
Makes
and then
a huge difference.
It seriously will change your life.
Yeah.
Just
because I like to give how I like to receive. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily Tanner's way of receiving. Mm-hmm. And so I have to remember to be like, okay, what would he like?
Yeah. You have to do what you would normally do. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's my two cents on that.
Okay. Here's a question for you. What's your favorite thing to do on a rainy day?
Do I have kids or do I not have kids?
No kids.
No kids. Well, now I would want to read.
I
know. Yeah. I didn't used to read until Lauren got me into this book, but I like watching movies and snuggling. I'd love to cook a good treat or something.
Yeah.
And hot tub.
Yeah, that's nice. We need to get a hot tub.
We really do. One of us.
We need
both
to.
Of us.
Needs to happen.
A joint hot tub. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's nice. All of those things sound so good. I just, honestly, Sarah and I have been reading Fourth Wing, and I'm already like 80% done with the second book. There's two books out right now, and it is
She's calling. I am not even close.
It is so good. But you love it, right?
I do love it. I just want more time to read it, and I feel as though I don't have enough time.
Yeah, it's hard because with shows, you can be cleaning or getting ready and watching
it. That's why I don't read,
but with a book, you have it's the only thing you can be doing.
I don't want to listen to it. That's my problem. I don't want to listen to the book. I want to read it. I want to sit down and read it. And normally the only time I watch shows is when I'm doing stuff like that. Laundry, cleaning. So I can do that a lot and listen to the show. Yeah. But I want to sit down and read, and I just...
All I can say, though, is that everyone needs to read this book. It's the first time I've been stoked about a book series since Hunger Games and Twilight.
Yeah. I'm serious. It's kind of a mix of a bunch of good series. Has aspects from all those series put into one. And it's good.
It's so good.
And they're going to make a TV show about it. So if you haven't read it, go read it now before the TV show.
Please read it. It's so good.
Or don't. Sometimes it's disappointing when you read the book and then the TV show comes out and it's not what you
hope. Definitely just read the book then.
Yeah.
Read the book.
Don't even watch the show.
So good.
We don't even know who the actors are when it's coming out.
I
know.
I hope the show is good. I hope that they do it.
Yeah. Well, the fan art really messed us up, so they're never gonna find actors that look like that.
Literally, they made AI versions of the fan of like the characters, and they are like all perfect looking.
Stunning.
I'm like, can we get exact replicas of these people in the show?
Yes.
Anyway.
Oh man. Okay. What dream have you had lately that you see the most meaning in?
Other than Harry Styles.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding.
Harry, take me.
I haven't had a Harry dream in a long time, actually.
Dang it.
That I find the most meaning. Honestly, I've been dreaming of like dragons and stuff because of Fourth Wing.
So.
I don't know.
You've been dreaming of characters?
I think not in like a weird way, but like I feel like my dreams have been so crazy because of the book. Because
you're reading before you go to sleep.
I'm reading and then I fall asleep and then I'm kind of still
in
that world.
Story.
I feel like I'm just in that world.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Do you have a dragon?
No, not necessarily. I think it's just like I'm kind of the main girl. Like I'm just kind of like in the battlefields, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Crazy.
No meaning to that.
No meaning. I'm just a
other
girl
than
on
I like
battlefield.
The book. I like the book.
That's amazing.
If you could create a new holiday, what would it be for and how would we celebrate it?
I know what you would do.
What?
Karaoke day?
That was 100%.
I instantly thought that in my head.
And everyone is forced to do it. Just like
all
the Purge.
Day.
Like the Purge movie. Like everyone has to do it. Like you have to karaoke that day.
Gosh.
What would you do? Karaoke day.
It's so funny that I instantly just thought of yours and not
your own.
I can't think of one. Maybe like, is there a donut day?
Oh yeah, there is a donut day actually, but it's not like you need it to be like a bigger holiday, like a bigger deal. Make it a bigger deal. How would you do that? I would love a donut day. Maple bars everywhere.
Maple bars. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Another one.
It's stressing me out. Hey, you could just, you know, when it comes to being donut day,
okay,
national
what would my
donut day,
I thought of yours.
I thought
what
you were gonna say
be?
Something like tennis day or like pickleball.
Nobody, but
pickleball
like forcing
day.
Everyone to pickleball.
I'm forcing everyone to karaoke.
That's true. That is true. Okay, pickleball day.
Pickleball day.
Everybody, get your paddles. There's not even enough courts, though.
There'd be enough courts.
Everyone's
just out and about, roaming the streets, playing pickleball.
All right. With donuts.
With donuts. That's a great thing.
Yeah.
I'd love that day.
National Baby Day.
National
bring your,
baby?
Bring your baby to work day.
They have that. That's cute. I remember daddy-daughter, like, work days. Okay. Wait, do you remember that?
Yeah, oh, actually. I went with my dad one time.
Yeah, wait. That was a thing.
Yeah, it is a
thing. I went to work with my dad one time, so and fun. I did all this, like, copying, and I thought it was the best day ever.
Yeah. It's so funny how now as an adult, if we went in and copied stuff, we'd not enjoy that. Like, but as a kid.
Actually, I'd still have fun. I think copy machines are really fun.
Really?
Yeah.
You know how to use one still?
Sure do.
Sure do.
Sure do.
Okay, well, if we ever need to make copies,
send it over to me.
All right. Do you believe in aliens?
1,000%.
Why?
1,000%. Because, okay, we just finally got released. Like, do you remember how everything went down? And then there was like casually the government was like, by the way, we found total UFOs. And there's been these videos of, and nobody said anything about it because it was like COVID and all this shiz was hitting the fan. I do
remember that on TikTok.
And all of this documents that they had been holding and casually not releasing to the public over. Casually out.
No one
and
cared.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, if you think about it this way, the world is so, okay, our world is huge. And then think about the freaking universe. Mm-hmm. Think about the sky. Like, mm-hmm. think about freaking space. We don't even know a touch. We know barely anything about space. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. I just don't think there's any chance that there's for sure there's another world
other
out there.
Life
there's
out other there life. Yeah.
There's other something. There has to be. Why would it just be our one
what
little world?
What would your aliens be like? Like us? Or
I think
in the future? Or
I don't think it. Maybe it's not like a future thing. I don't know. But I feel like there's.
Are they green? Are they purple? Do they?
I don't know if they're green. I think they might look differently than us because I don't think there's a. Maybe there's another Earth just like this one somewhere. I don't know. That's weird. Earth's maybe the there's rain. Like parallel universes. Ooh, that'd be so weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, I definitely think there's something else out there. Uh-huh. There's too much space for it to just be space.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if we'll ever find it in our lifetime.
That's wild. Do you believe in aliens?
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. For shizzle.
For shizzle my nizzle.
They're out there singing karaoke just like
yeah.
us.
No, I for sure do.
Yeah.
So spooky.
I wonder if Matt Howard believes in aliens.
We call him out every podcast.
Every time.
Oh, my.
That's Matt really just funny. Said he didn't believe in ghosts, so I wonder if he believes in aliens. Because that's more scientific.
Yeah.
Sorry, just got to throw that out there. I'm gonna text him up and say, do you believe in aliens?
Let's freaking find out. Okay. If you could be in any movie, which one would it be and what character would you play?
I would totally be Violet. In the book.
Totally. It's not even a movie. She's talking about the main character in the book, Fourth Wing. Honestly, same.
You
that
know
is
it's gonna be iconic. You know it's gonna be iconic. Like the most iconic series. Okay, it's not a movie, but okay, fine.
Pick a movie
I
that
think
people
it'd
would
be
know.
Really cool to be in Dune. Be Zendaya in Dune.
Yeah. That's going to be an icon. That's going to be like our generation's Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Our generation's Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Just a role like that is so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Thanks. What about you? You know, I'm going to ask you.
I always wanted to play. I thought it would be fun to play Katniss in Hunger Games. Like, I just thought that's a fun role to play. You get to do all the action. It's an iconic.
It's a love story.
It's a love triangle. It's got it all. Like, action, love, craziness.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one would be fun.
Yep. Agreed. Harry Potter.
Yeah. Oh, that would be so fun.
I mean, think about that franchise. That is next level.
Mm-hmm. Hermione. Oh my,
you could have done it. Just the accent the entire time.
I'm just Ron Weasley.
Oh man. Okay. If you had a magic restart button on your life, do you think you'd end up in the same place?
Whoa, that's deep. I would hope so. I think I would make the same decisions that I've mm-hmm. done just because I am who I am. Mm-hmm. I want to say yes. Okay. What about you?
I don't know. I don't know if I'd end up in the same place.
If you hit a restart?
I think I'd hope so, but I just feel like there were so many choices in my life that if I had chose just or had a different attitude that day or chose something different, my whole life could have been different.
Yeah, so I feel that.
I think I would like to say I hope so, but I don't know. Kind of lean towards it wouldn't be. Just because I feel like I could
you
make
could
different
have changed that day. Yeah. I know, same, but I think I would I think I would have ended up the same route.
Yeah. It is deep.
Yeah. Okay. If you could time travel, where and when would you go?
Oh, there's pros and cons to the future and there's pros and cons to the past.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, future would be cool, but
and I feel like you're going to get there someday. Yeah. And you can't go back.
It'd be less like painful and like sad because the past is just history and
yeah.
people learned as they went yeah. and it's not like it is now, but yeah. I would love to go back and be in like the 1600s when
whoa.
They had kings and queens and, but I wouldn't want to be a peasant. That's the problem. Yeah. Time travel is like, I wouldn't want to go back and be like a milkmaid or
you'd
something.
You'd want to be in the castle.
Like I'd want to be a princess back yeah. in that time, except okay. for that's kind of sketchy too. But I would just like to see
what it was
how
like,
it was all
how they
like.
Talked so weird.
Yes. And just their balls. I would love to go to like a real ball.
What? That'd be so fun. When you said balls.
Balls. No, I just think being
yeah, ball in, would be fun.
Where there's a prince and you're mm-hmm. dancing and that would be yeah. so cool. Only other time I think I'd go to is back in when they had cute diners and everyone wore those cute dresses.
Like
and,
80 or
yeah, 70s.
When was that?
I think it was 70s.
60s.
Right? 60s, 60s, 70s. Yeah, back then where everyone always dressed cute.
50s and 60s, I
yeah.
think. Yeah.
Yeah. And had okay, yeah, cool cars cute. And they were like greasers. Grease. And
yeah.
I think that time period could have been really cool.
Yeah. Pretty cute.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, I hope you got to know us a little better with those questions. So random, but.
First seven were so hard to get through.
Literally. I literally couldn't stop laughing. So sorry about that. But anyway, thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. So glad we could have our little special guests on this one.
I know. We got to know Ozzy and Jack a little better. You got to know us. It was a good one.
So cute. So fun. Well, anyway, we'll see you guys next week and hope you have the best day ever. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. And once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head.
Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long-term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.